It's that time of year, Dave. The Great Migration is on.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that. Everyone's leaving their jobs and reshuffling due to the pandemic and
No. The Fall Hawk Migration. I'm Chris Martin with New Hampshire Audubon.
And I'm Dave Anderson with the Forest Society, and this is Something Wild.
As summer draws to a close, many birds of prey, both young and adults, start moving south towards wintering grounds in the southern U.S. or in the tropics, depending on species.
It's a great time to find a pair of binoculars in a mountaintop like Pack Monadnock or Agamenticus in Maine.
That's the sound of a merlin, a small falcon that's similar in size to the American kestrel, but more closely resembles the larger peregrine falcon. Merlins were once called pigeon hawks because in flight, they kind of look like a pigeon.
So it's pretty small, but still a falcon. So that means it must be a fierce hunter for its size, right? And it's a bird that hunts other birds.
Yeah. Centuries ago, medieval noblewomen, including Catherine the Great and Mary Queen of Scots, used merlins for sport to hunt skylarks. Some falconers today still work with merlins. Like peregrines, they generally catch their prey while on the wing. They attack at high speed, horizontally, or even from below, forcing their targets upwards and away from cover until they tire. Besides warblers and other small birds, merlins often pick off dragonflies and even small bats. Merlin pairs sometimes team up to hunt larger flocks of cedar waxwings. The first one attacks the flock directly, creating panic and confusion. Then the other one swoops in and picks off the distracted member of the flock.
Well, that's kind of terrifying, especially if you're a waxwing. What do they look like?
Males are smaller and slate blue-gray in color. Females are a bit larger and brown in color. Both are streaky on the breast and belly. Like other falcons, merlins don't build their own nests. Instead, they use old stick nests built by crows, often located in tall white pine trees. That means they might nest just about anywhere you can find crows and big pines, including on golf courses, around cemeteries, and even city parks.
In the suburbs? And this far south?
Generally thought of as residents of northern spruce fir forests, merlins have been rapidly expanding their breeding range south across New England over the past several decades.
Well, maybe they're rebounding from the pesticide impacts of the 1960s and 70s. So they're found statewide now?
They are now. In the early 90s, you had to go to northern Coos County to find them nesting. But now they breed in every corner of New Hampshire, in urban as well as rural areas, from Keene to Durham, from Hanover to Conway, as well as in Errol and Pittsburgh. Look for them in openings provided by large lakes and rivers.
So they've been successful adapting to new territory and urbanized as other habitats have declined?
Exactly, Dave. In fact, house sparrows and starlings are on the menu in cities. Hey, I got a story for you.
Of course you do.
Recently, I was lucky enough to watch a pair nesting in a friend's backyard. We'd actually watch them while eating dinner on the deck. Boy, are they noisy. Every time the male would return to the nest area with freshly caught prey, he'd loudly announce his arrival to the incubating female. Once the three youngsters fledged from the nest in late July, flight training was on. The adults would fly all around the neighborhood with food in their talons, dangling those prey items just out of the reach of the frustrated young. But you know what? It forced the juveniles to become better and better flyers.
Well, that's pretty convenient. The New Hampshire Audubon senior raptor biologist gets to dine with merlins.
But you know what? After a while, it was just part of the neighborhood. By mid-August, it became oddly quiet. The young had dispersed, and the adult pair finally got some much-needed time off. For Something Wild, I'm Chris Martin.
And I'm Dave Anderson. Our producer is Jessica Hunt. Something Wild is a joint production of New Hampshire Audubon, the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests, and NHPR.